This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. The potential for artificial intelligence in agriculture is vast. While AI is still not fully integrated into the agriculture industry, data collecting for AI ag applications has been taking place for years. Austin O'Brien is an associate professor of computer science at Dakota State University. He says agriculture researchers have been collecting data for artificial intelligence applications to use for over a decade.
For AI to work, you need a lot of information, a lot of data in order to help create the AIs themselves. So that's kind of where we're starting out with. And so just kind of collecting data, whether that's crop data from year to year, and then also collecting like image data, perhaps. For our AI, some of the things that we'd like them to be able to do is identify plant disease, identifying weeds.
O'Brien says that AI programs have a lot of resources to learn from based on research from many universities and colleges' own test crops and herds.
Ultimately, if this is going to work best, we need to try and work with farmers and ranchers and work with them to get data.
You're listening to Agribusiness Matters. It is time now for our featured content from BEX. Northwest Iowa has received more than its fair share of rainfall so far this growing season, which has led to perfect conditions for fungal diseases such as white mold in soybeans, says Northwest Iowa BEX agronomist Eric Bartels.
Our environment is setting up perfectly for white mold to show up in soybeans. And for the guys that maybe couldn't always count on it, it's kind of up in the air of what to do. For the people that know that they've had high pressure, a lot of inoculum, they've had a lot of issues in the past, we've got a treatment where we're recommending two shots of Approach. Does a very nice job. You got to go out at R1, which is first flower on the main stem, and then 2 weeks later, does a very nice job of managing white mold. In the fields where maybe the pressure has not been as high, one shot with an aggressive amount of Approach in it can do a pretty nice job too, helping out. There is a free app that can be downloaded called Forecaster that can help guys have more information to make better decisions as to whether or not they need to treat for white mold.
For more agronomic data and advice, contact your local BEX seed advisor at BEXHybrids.com. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.